Doctors Who Care, true stories of medical adventurers at the special clinic headed by Drs. Jeff Borowak and Barbara Trapezoid. These are fascinating. Well, they're pretty good anyway. Let's get going here. Today's story takes place at the beach.
So much for imposters. I'm the real narrator, so I'll take over from here. Tonight's episode takes place on a Southern California beach, close to where there's
find some music on that thing.
Sure, Chloe. I got real tired of that radio drama junk.
Hey, look!
What?
Isn't that a...
Yes, it's that cute doctor and pie time guy in colleges who gives all the girls physicals during PE.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dr. Borowak.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yoo-hoo, Dr. Borowak.
Meanwhile, across the nation, the world's finest gynecologists have mysteriously disappeared from the face of the earth. The most recent being Jeff Borowak.
Toad flats, Bunlips! Dr. Borowak is gone, and he's only a part-time gynecologist.
Yeah, but a good one.
How do you know?
I snuck into the girls' gym once when he was giving checkups.
Lumps! You must have seen all sorts of Stone Fox.
No way! I went for the checkup.
Poo-wah, Bunlips. Sometimes I wonder about you. Hey, what do you say we try to find out what's happened to Dr. Borowak after school, huh?
Yeah, maybe, Skeeter.
Aw, come on, Bunlips. Don't be such a phlegm.
Oh, all right, but only if you promise your father's gonna get me that job at his factory.
Which job?
You know, it's got a long fancy name like wire bending engineer or something.
Oh, yeah, you mean making staples. Don't worry, Bun. You've got that job souped. Hey, what'd you say we skip school tomorrow and search for the doctor today?
Soup tonight!
All right! Let's haul!
Meanwhile, at the special clinic, Dr. Barbara Trapezoid ponders the fate of her colleague.
Sure, it's hard work, but there's nothing in the world like the look on the face of a little girl who'll be able to face the world without fear of the menace of a painful feminine itch. I'm Jeff Borowak, psychologist by day, but at night, I'm part of the Gyno Corps.
Oh, those darn recruiting ads. I can't even listen to the radio without being reminded of Jeff.
Skunk whizzies, that's sad.
Oh, who are you?
Cut that out.
Slap fight, slap
hey,
fight.
Hey, get a hold of yourself. Not there. Excuse us, miss. I'm Skeeter, and this is my friend Bunlips. He's only in the 8th grade. We're here to help.
Oh, you're from directory assistance?
Nah, we're from Fletcher Junior High. We heard about Dr. Borowak disappearing and float 10 bricks. Here we are.
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but what are a couple of penny brains like you going to be able to do that the police and the FBI haven't done already?
Radio slats. We can do lots of neat stuff.
We're small enough to fit into spaces that normal people couldn't.
Yeah! Huh?
Oh, I don't know.
We could make brown sacks of this caper, Dr. Trapezoid, but we need a lead.
Yep.
Well, Mr.,
Bunlips.
Mr. Bunlips, I appreciate your offer, and yours too, Skeeter, but I think you'd better leave missing person cases to the experts.
Scorched socks! Thanks for the chat, Dr. T.
Be seeing ya.
Hey, Bunlips, you despondent?
Heck no, my skin test came up negative.
Toad flats! What I mean is, are you depressed as I am?
Maybe we ought to do some of our own investigating.
I don't even know where to start.
How about the county morgue? They always go there on my favorite TV detective rerun, Mrs. Ironside.
Look, there's a branch office across the street. Let's go! Lumps, watch out!
Oops, oh, I forgot. Green means go, yellow means caution, and red means to...
This is it! County morgue! Let's go inside.
Skeeter, it's It's dark and creepy in here.
May I help you, gentlemen?
No thanks, just looking, thanks. Where can we find the bodies?
Right through that door.
What's wrong? Haven't you ever seen a baggie before?
Only in a lunchbox. Speaking of which, I think I just lost my appetite for the next 6 weeks.
Pooh-wah! Try to resemble a pro, will ya? Does that look like Dr. Borowak?
Nuh-uh.
How about these?
Too green.
If you young men would tell me what you're looking for, perhaps I could be of assistance.
We're looking for a friend of ours.
Toad Flats.
We're not sure he's here, but he's missing, and we didn't know where else to start looking.
Watching Mrs. Barnaby Jones again, right, boys? Do you have a recent photo of the person with you?
Wait a sec, I got my fake driver's license here somewhere.
Lippo, you booger brain! He means Dr. Borowak! Yeah, I got a snapshot from the back cover of last month's Gynecologist Superhero Comics!
No, there's no bodies like that one in here.
Dead-end time in Flemville! Let's go!
Would you care to purchase a souvenir of your visit? Pine box paperweights are only $2.98. Glow in the dark, too.
This detective work is tough, Skeet.
You can say that again, Bun Lips, but don't.
Will our heroes be able to help Barbara locate Dr. Borowak? Our adventure has just begun. Stay tuned as Doctors Who Care continues.
The music button, San Ysidro, is on the phone calling Frank Gurn of Chula Vista.
Hi, this is Frank Gurn of Chula Vista.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Chucky.
I'm calling about your new Scratchy Tone stereo.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you're calling about my new Scratchy Tone stereo system, Chucky. It's so nice. It has a big green dial with a bunch of numbers on it, and it's got a thing for playing 8 tracks, man, and a fully programmable turntable. It's, like, really cool, man.
How cool is it, pal?
It's so cool, man. It's, like, neato, man.
Well, that's real far out, Frank Gurn of Chula Vista.
You betcha.
Guys and Gurns, you too can own a real neato Scratchy Tone sound system, just like the one Frank Gurn of Chula Vista has, but only if you rush on out to the Music Mutt in San Ysidro and buy one with real money, just like Frank Gurn of Chula Vista did. So get off your fat chair and be there. This Music Mutt in San Ysidro now. Hurry!
Oh, jeez. What was that anyway? Nobody here but me. You're in the kettle now, Borowak. No fat before the backlog buildup. Only I knew what I was talking about.
Let's head toward your place. Once I get some junk food down, I'll be able to figure out where Dr. Borowak is. You can't handle mysteries on an empty stomach.
Wrap it, Bun Lips! Can't you see I'm thinking?
So that's what that smell is.
Hoo-wah! What's this?
Uh-huh.
On the bulletin board, here, outside the drugstore. This advertisement, it says, Medical Sightseer Tour, the 25th and the 26th. Buses leave at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's today. Skrinks! Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Bun Lips?
Yeah, if we don't get to your house by 5, we'll miss Leave It to Beaver. On tonight's episode, Wally talks Lumpy into trying boxer shorts.
Hey, get real, Airhead. Dr. Borowak probably took that tour bus, but he must have got off somewhere before the end of the tour. All we gotta do is retrace the route he took and Pangowie! We'll find him!
How'd you get to be so smart?
Bran Flakes!
After a quick search of their pockets, Skeeter and Bun Lips find their financial resources are emaciated.
Lumps!
No money! What'll we use for bus fare?
After considering the alternatives and finding they haven't any, the boys decide to sell their shoes for emergency cash. And are soon on their way.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Bloodline Tour Bus number 101. We'll be visiting 3 infected areas today on our Discover Diseased America tour. Please keep your hands and feet inside the bus at all times and don't feed or tease the sickies.
But in her quiet little office at the special clinic, Dr. Barbara Trapezoid ponders the possible fate of good old Jeff.
Oh, my!
Oh, I'd better stop chewing on these pencils before I get lead poisoning. Oh, what's this on the floor? Gone to beach, be back soon, Jeff Borowak. I wonder how long this has been here.
Let's get off here, Bunlips. By the way, where are we?
I can't find my map. I put it in my pants pocket when we started.
Those pants don't have any pockets, you phlegm.
So that's why it went in so easy.
Hey, let's ask somebody. Hey, mister.
Yes? Oh, you're a young person, aren't you? We could have lots of fun.
We just got off the exotic disease tour bus. Could you tell us where we are?
Why, you're in my neighborhood. Hi, neighbor. I like you. Did you know that? Sure you did. I'm Ed Rogers.
Are you related to...
People ask me that all the time. It's a funny world we live in. Do you know that? Sure you did.
We're looking for a friend of ours. His name is Dr. Borowak.
I like the way you say that. Borowak. Names are important to us. We didn't have names. How could we tell each other apart? Let's sing a song about names together.
I like to sing. Did you know that?
It's my wife. These young people are looking for a friend.
We all need friends. I know a song about friends. Let's sing it together.
I'd like that. But they're looking for someone named Borowak.
I can say that. Borowak.
Sure. I knew you could. Your friend must be someone who's real special. Oh, where'd they go?
I know a song about people that disappear.
Those two didn't help at all. Let's ask that traffic cop. Excuse me, officer.
Hello there. You know, I like directing traffic. Did you ever notice how the cars have different shapes? Like some of them are real long and some of them...
Yikes! Everybody in this place talks like Mr. Rogers!
We better haul muddy undies before we catch it too!
Where's the closest phone, officer?
There's one right there across the street. Can you say that?
You mean over there?
Not there. There, see? Oh my, I wasn't pointing at Can you say insurance?
Now you're gonna be skin and bones if you don't eat something soon, Dr. Borowak.
Listen, Miss Clambake. Nothing personal, but I find it difficult to digest with this 2-inch-thick nylon rope tied securely around my waist.
Oh, all right. Chloe, will you loosen that rope just a bit? Now, open wide. This organic peanut butter and alfalfa sprout sandwich will taste really good, and you can wash it down with a glass of carrot-flavored whale's milk.
Used to hate it, till I ate it. Do you collect anything else besides organic food and gynecologist Clambake?
Well, I used to collect breads from different places, but, well, that got a little stale after a while.
Hello? Oh, Skeeter, I'm glad you called. I found this note from Jeff. All it says is, gone to the beach, we'll be back soon.
Thanks, Doc. Lumps, are we on the wrong track?
Yes.
Quit scratching that hickey and listen. The doc was last seen on the beach.
There's lots of docs on the beach.
Hey, bend over, barnacle brain.
Huh? Ow!
Now, come on. We gotta haul.
Where to? The bus doesn't leave for another hour.
Toad flats, radio slats. We can't wait that long. Walking's too slow. Quick, into that record store. We'll take this one.
Quick, put it on, Skeet.
We'll be there in no time. Let's pogo!
Hi, listeners. That joke went over my head, too. Yeah, sort of like that. Let's shift the scene. Come on, this is a beach scene. Let's get a little closer to those waves. And how about some seagulls? Wait a minute, let's not get too realistic. And just when you thought it was safe to listen to the radio.
So how do we tell Dr. Borowak's footprints from all the others?
That'll be easy.
Dr. Trapezoid!
Yes, I figured you guys would take all week if I didn't come down. Now, let's see. Jeff was barefoot, most likely. All we have to do is look for the footprints with 10 toes.
But they all got 10 toes.
On each foot.
Scorched socks! He must have been a primo surf cat.
Hey, I think I found some!
Yeah? Well, which way are they going?
Looks like north!
There's a bunch of empty beach houses up that way.
Gee, looks like the footprints just disappear here. Jeff might be in one of those abandoned beach houses.
Abandoned? I can hear a party going on somewhere.
Yeah, I hear it too now. Sounds like it's coming from in this bungalow. This place is deserted. Just a bunch of cobwebs in here.
Looks like my room.
Annette! Pooh-wah! The ghost of Moondoggy!
Excuse me, Chloe, but what are you doing with that huge cement block held up by those small, fragile ropes?
Well, if we're going to be able to keep you, Dr. Borwack, we have to press you into our album.
Yeah, you want to lower that concrete slab now, Chloe?
Milkman.
Oh, it's that darned insane milkman again.
Insane?
Oh, he keeps leaving empty milk bottles.
Now, I expect these to be full when I return.
Oh, I can't stand it anymore. Why do we have to move to this crazy beach anyway? Everybody here is nuts.
Oh, hey, just fill those bottles and quit griping.
Oh, nuts.
These people are bizarre.
Look, Skeet, there's a light on in that bungalow.
Let's go before they see us coming.
Those Mrs. Sherlock Holmes comic books won't go to waste now. I'll bust the door down and then
I'll... It's not locked.
All right, what have you done with Doctor? Oh, sorry.
Wow, wait till the kids in sex ed lab hear about this.
A little to the right. A little more. There, there. Okay, now go ahead and lower that concrete block. Nice chatting, Dr. B.
Oh, you'll be so cute. I'll clap those.
Wait, do I get a last request?
Oh, what is it?
How about a quick game?
Oh, tic-tac-toe?
Risk.
Not so fast. Oh, I can't get that damn door open. Hey, don't do anything in there.
Cut the rope, quick.
Here it goes.
Yo!
Grab him, Bun Lips!
Too late. We've pressed Dr. Borwack into our scrapbook.
Oh, no.
You missed me.
Well, Clam Bake and Chloe won't be bothering anyone for a long time.
Oh, but what about the other people pressed into their scrapbooks? Ugh.
No problem, Barbie. We just stuck them in water for a few days, and they popped right out.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, yeah. Thanks, you guys.
That ought to keep the beaches safe for little kids and democracy.
And you can name your reward, as long as it doesn't cost over, let's see, $11.98.
We don't need any money, Doc, but there is one thing.
Well, out with it.
Next time there's a checkup in the girls' locker room.
Can we, I wrote it down here.
Let's see. Well, that's pretty sick, young fella, but I'll see what I can do.
Oh, plump rumps! I'm gonna be the happiest boy in the U.S. of A!
You've been listening to Doctors Who Care. Today's episode featured Clint Weber, Terry Moore, Ellen Glassick, Phil Diamond, and Pat Barr, and was written by Pat Barr and Phil Diamond. This is KSUL.
Serves up!